cut?
No, probably not. There's not one there.
Oh, okay, alright.
We can skip it, come back.
Yep, we can skip it, back. We can move on to number 16.
16 then, yep, Board of Health minutes. Resolution 23-753, moved by Councilor Kevin, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby receive the minutes of the September 27, 2023 meeting of the Board of Health. Discussion of those minutes? All in question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-754, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the targeted fraud risk assessment forensic review dated September 29, 2023, completed by KPMG Forensic Inc., and further that the document be published on the township's website. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. 19.1. Resolution 23-755, moved by Councilor Kevin, second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby support the National Housing Accord's multi-sector approach to ending Canada's rental housing crisis, including their 10 recommendations, and further that a copy of this resolution be forwarded to Parisson Muskoka MPP Graydon Smith, Parisson Muskoka MP Scott Aitchison, Minister of Finance Christia Freeland, and the Minister of Housing, Infrastructure and Communities Sean Fraser. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-756, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby support the Town of Parisson's resolution to support the Near North District School Board's call to the Ministry of Education not to exercise their authority granted by Bill 98 for the closure of rural elementary schools, and further supports a study be undertaken to determine which of the two rural schools, being either McDougal Public School or Novell Public School, is the most appropriate to stay open in the West Parisson District to serve the area's growing population and alleviate the need to add to the current JK to 12, grade 12 mega school construction project. And further, this resolution be forwarded to the Ontario Public School Board Association, the Minister of Education Stephen Lecce, and Parisson Muskoka MPP Graydon Smith. Discussion? Councilor Haskin?
I read it, I feel a little confused, but haven't they been doing studies and have determined that there's a declining enrollment and we're not growing, and so that's why they designed a school the size they did, the new one in Parisson? Now, am I reading that the area has a growing population? Now they're, is this the idea, now they're determining that they want one of the elementary schools left open? Is that what I'm reading here?
Well, we have to question the "they," I guess you're referring to, because we're getting different messages. I think if it's the Board of Education, they might have one view, and if it's Parisson and surrounding municipalities, they might have another view. So I think that's the question, are we growing or decreasing? And I guess the argument that we've seen all along from Parisson's point of view in the area is that the information that the Board of Education was working on is out of date, that there have been many changes since they did their initial studies, and that maybe by the time they get it built, that it won't accommodate, and it'll be more pods or portables that have to be pushed there. So they should really have an, I'm not saying that they're calling for another ARP necessarily, but I think they were originally saying that we need more up-to-date information. And I think that's the problem, the conundrum we have, is that who do we listen to? We don't really have the facts in front of us. They'll call on different sources, some will say that we're increasing, a lot have increased because of the COVID, people have moved into the area. Others would say that, well, the sign has changed along the highway, yes, but we're not increasing all that much, and it will accommodate. I just know from personal experience that the old high school, in its peak, used to, I'm not sure if it accommodated everybody, but it had 1,300 students in there.
Yeah, 1,400 when I went.
14?
Yeah.
And right now we're aiming at 800 and something, I guess is what they're talking about. And with the pods. And so I don't know, I guess it's up to the individual councils, whether they, who they listen to and what they believe the future holds. Councilor Ryan?
Certainly the information that was provided to us by the labor market group, and I'm not sure I've got that name exactly right, but when I looked at that, I think right across the board, everybody's population had increased, and some of them had increased substantially, including our own for that matter. But I find it hard to believe, and certainly from many anxious parents of primary school age, including my son and daughter-in-law who live right next door to me. I mean, there's a big concern about, you know, pushing this all into one school. But I mean, if the issue here, and I think it is, about whether the population, supports the need for either McDougall or Nobel, then I think the evidence is there that it does. I mean, on the basis that I believe those schools are full today and that the population continues to grow. But I mean, I know that data can change any time, but I did, a few weeks ago, have a look at the labor market group report in some detail and was surprised by how much detail that they provided in their last report. And it certainly supports the notion that the population is growing. So everywhere in Westbury Sound anyway. So
it's difficult to know what effect, as you say, I don't know that the schools are full. I'm sure the data is there. And I'm thinking they're looking at the, I guess it's kindergarten or junior kindergarten perhaps, and even daycare in the new school. And will they take some of those students? Some will be going into the Perry Sound, I guess, the public school there. But since it'll be opening all that up, because right now it's just 7 and 8 from the elementary school that's in the high school.
Yeah.
And so I don't have the actual breakdown of facts and figures, how many students would be coming from McDougall and Nobel going into the high school. So I don't know.
On the basis that, Town Perry Sound and the Near North School Board definitely are saying that and have given us a copy of their resolutions, I would definitely choose to support that and to pass the motion. I did make an amendment to include the word not up there in the beginning because that coincides. I don't like the wording, it's awkward wording, but it is the wording in the Perry Sound resolution as well. So. And it changes everything if that word's not there. So.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Just go on, we're going back.
This is the last one for 17, or 19, and then I'll go back to it.
Okay. 19.3. And resolution 23-757, moved by Councilor Peckin, second by Councilor Zulak. Whereas the Near North Crime Stoppers, NNCS, serves the districts of Nipissing and Perry Sound and is a registered charitable program that enhances community safety across the region. And whereas despite all the modern technology available to law enforcement agencies, one of the most cost-effective and successful methods to prevent or solve crime is when someone anonymously reports a tip to Crime Stoppers through the tip line or the website. And whereas Crime Stoppers does not subscribe to any call tracing technology, so tips remain confidential and are passed on to the appropriate law enforcement agency. And whereas to date, NNCS has received 22,468 calls from tipsters, contributing to the arrest of 1,786 individuals and over $4.3 million in property and cash having been recovered. Nearly $58 million in drugs destined for our communities have been seized because of Crime Stoppers' anonymous valuable information. And whereas the success of Crime Stoppers rests heavily on community engagement through awareness and support of many partners, with municipalities being key stakeholders. Recognizing and supporting Crime Stoppers helps municipalities to support their local community safety and well-being plan. Now therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby declare January 2024 as Crime Stoppers Month. Discussion? All the question, all those in favor? Not opposed, carried. 2022-758. Moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Cuckingham, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the draft conditions met letter for consent application number B02/2023 Diamond, and further direct staff to sign the letter and submit it to the Perry Sound Area Planning Board. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-759, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Cuckingham, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give all permanent staff, including those named below, a $100 Christmas bonus, and the ones down below are Andy Ward, Jan Gibson, Robert Morrison, and Tom Stodemann. Discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-760, moved by Councilor Ravin, second by Councilor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive report number admin-2023-19, St. Stephen's Church renovation tender results for information, and award RFP number PW-2023-15, St. Stephen's Church renovations to Northern View Construction in the amount of $70,156 plus HST. $9,120.28 for total amount of $79,276.28, and further that a 10% contingency be added to the contract for any unforeseen structural repairs when removing the chimney as recommended by the chief building official. Discussion? Wanted to get Greg's input on this too. You were doing some repairs to the grounds around the church?
Yep, it's all. We have more to do in the spring. We added four loads of A-gravel around the building itself, so it's not so muddy to get around through there now. So it's all cleaned up, but there will be cleanup in the spring once the frost is gone.
Okay. Councilor Ryan?
Yeah, the resolution and the RFP proposal opening figures are not the same. Is there an explanation as for why? I mean, one of them is 79,000 total, and this one is 74,000 and change.
So it adds the removal of the chimney from the.
Okay.
It's an addition that he's outlined in the quotation to remove the whole chimney, not just partial.
Okay, I see now. Okay, thank you. That helps.
And just on another note, the I know HFC funding was received by the municipality yesterday.
Okay.
The 139,000?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
We won't go through all the budget again. Got it straight now, I hope. We call him Roshan, is he here? No, he's not. Any further discussion on this? All the questions, all in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 23-761, moved to Councilor Zulak, second to Councilor Cuckingham, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby advertised the following Christmas hours. Municipal office closed December 25th, 2023 to January 1st, 2024 inclusive. Waste transfer station closed December 25th, 2023 and January the 1st, 2024. And Public Works closed December 25th, 2023 to January the 1st, 2024, weather permitting. It's always permitting, right? Discussion? Councilor Ryan?
Perhaps I'm missing something here. I mean, by my calculation, Wednesday the 27th, Thursday the 28th, and Friday the 29th are not holidays. So does this amount to extra vacation that we're giving to all employees?
We take it out of our vacation days, yep.
Okay.
It's been done for years and years.
Okay. I would be much happier if it said so in this resolution then. I mean, and that's understandable. I don't have any grief with that, because otherwise, without saying that, it appears that we're just giving away free vacation days, and we're not, right?
Nope.
Okay. across the board, that's true for all the employees that are affected?
Across the board, that's.
Okay, okay, thank you, that answers the question.
Those days off are at our expense.
Okay, well, at your choice too, but yes, so, yeah.
At our choice, yeah.
You never get people that say, gee, I wish I could come to work those days?
Doubt it.
I'm sure you don't, anyway, thank you, that's a solid explanation, I appreciate it, so.
Any further discussion, Councilman Zulak?
So just the public notice that I got in my package, is this the one that's going on the site, because I see it says, okay, the date, okay, thanks.
No, it's been fixed.
Yeah, that's a long break, a whole year.
Call the question, then, all those in favor, unopposed, Gary? Carly, darn, move off of the mark. Shouldn't have fixed that clock. There, resolution 23-762, moved by Councilor Haskam, second by Councilor Ryan. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2023-73, being a bylaw to impose charges on property owners in a designated area, Craigmore subdivision, for the provision of road upgrades by the township, a third reading, and further passed in open council the 5th day of December 2023. Discussion? Is there anybody online wishes to comment on that as well?
I see Diane Thompson is online here, so.
Bruce Prentice.
Were some changes made from the previous council meeting that was requested?
I see that.
Okay, were there any?
I have no problem with this.
No problem with it, okay, good, thank you. Any further comments? Okay, call the question, council then, all those in favor? None opposed, Gary?
What resolution was that, so what number?
762.
762, okay, thank you.
It's a done deal.
Yes, I guess the one question we have for Greg, I don't know at what point, and we have to look at our roads policy as well, but as far as having that inspected then, a final inspection for assumption of the road, we were told at a previous meeting that it had already been done, but I don't think it was, and we never had any evidence that it was, so.
So it won't be inspected until May, and then the findings, I'll bring it to council, and then we'll leave it up to council's decision whether we assume it.
Okay, and you would have an engineer come in and inspect?
Okay, yeah.
Sounds good. But in the meantime, it's still on the list for winter plowing and sanding.
It's all being done.
Yeah, okay. And resolution 23-763, moved by Councilor Kekkonen, second by Councilor Zulak, whereas the first and second readings of the bylaw were given on October 3rd, 2023, and whereas a period of time is given so that the public may comment on changes to the bylaw, now therefore be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-66, in the bylaw to regulate the speed of motor vehicles on certain highways within the municipality, the third reading, and further passed in open council the 5th day of December 2023. Discussion? Now, Greg, has any comments on that or not? I guess the one road I was a little concerned about, it's sort of one that goes, it's a boundary road, but it goes from Herdville out to a kilometer or two, that's McDougal. I don't think they're claiming it as their own, but it's sort of a boundary road, and I think it's posted at 60.
Yeah, well, my idea of reducing that rate would be just prior to Ted Donnelly's.
Right.
And then continue, so then the 40 would continue right through to just past Hardy's Road.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of going the other way down McDougal Road. Once you get past Donnelly's and you're onto the other stretch, I think it's been posted 60 by McDougal.
It still is.
It still is?
Okay. Yeah. Al?
Is it going to be a problem?
I don't see a problem, but it's up to council if they want the whole boundary done or not. It's a long ways to go, 40.
Right, I'm just wondering, I'm thinking of the 50, but since it wasn't on our list, I just didn't know what we did with that boundary road, whether, whose we go by, McDougal's or McKellar's, because it's in McKellar Township. But do we keep our 50? That's our highest rating.
I know, yeah, we would have to look back on the bylaws, like it's the only way we could tell.
Yeah.
Like from 20 years ago, when that speed was established then. It's the only way I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think this is quite complete, the bylaw itself, and with the different speeds. And I guess the question is the signage as well. I don't know if that's part of our budget discussion, or?
It will be next year.
Okay.
It won't be for this year, like the signs, I mean, we've only got 3 weeks till, right? So this will be in place within the first part of the next year.
Yeah, I just wonder that because, I mean, the way the bylaw is worded, I think it's in effect after third reading.
Yep.
And so I guess the question is, we want to make sure it's compatible, that if we're saying 50 or even 40 on some of the subdivision roads, and yet the sign says 50, do we have a problem?
We, depends what OPP officer pulls you over. Right? That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is some money still in the budget for signs, so we'll get on it as soon as we can. But.
Yeah, my only concern would be, because they're all reductions pretty well, I think.
Pretty well, across the board. I mean, some of those, it's not going out and buying a bunch of new signs.
No.
Some, because we can pull and replace. There will be, you know, probably 20 or so signs, you know, $1,000 worth of signs to be bought. The posts are all there, so it's not, you know, most of the posts are there.
There is some discrepancy. Well, given that these are new, that's no surprise. Some of these things here do not match what's in the bridge and culvert study. Those speed limits.
Oh, they say 80, I know.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think that part matters. This matters, but.
That's design speed.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay. Okay, well, in any event, I mean, it's not like that document becomes.
Yeah,
this is the one that takes precedence, so I'm not worried about that, but I did notice it because we had this in here. I went and looked them up to see what they said, so.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would just bring up the part of the, when this all happens, apparently these will be the bylaw once we pass. I'm just wondering whether there should be a date in the new year that we go by until the proper signs are put up. Take a road, for example, maybe where people are complaining about the speed, and people know this by may know this bylaw is passed, and people are going by at what is posted,
right?
And they're going to be on the phone going, "We know you passed the bylaw saying that they're to do that, but the signage is saying something different." So I'm wondering whether to avoid that situation, whether we could look at a date.
Well, we could ask Carly how that could be worded rather than if the third reading it becomes effective. Can you set a date? Or is that hard to?
Yeah, or we could defer it again and then have it read for a third time in 2024. I know the bylaw number won't coincide, but that doesn't really matter.
It'd be nice to have them both in conjunction so that once you enforce this, then, your signage is up.
Well, it's difficult to do that. Like, now that we know that this bylaw is probably going to be passed, it's much simpler to go ahead and get everything organized. So, we can defer it, like Carly says.
Might be the safest, Councilor.
I was just going to say, or could we put on there, as of such and such a date, this comes into force?
Usually your third reading.
That's it?
That's it, but I don't know. Let's see if there are any loopholes here.
Yeah, I think to be safe, we should defer. I'd feel most comfortable with that for sure.
Okay. Maybe put it back on the agenda for, March, April, or something like that, for a lot of the signs to start getting replaced, or?
Yeah, well,
He's in this catch 22, because
yeah.
he starts replacing the sign, he needs the lot.
Yeah, he needs the lot. So what,
okay.
in my mind, I was thinking the end of January.
Oh,
okay.
So like, because it's just a matter of, most of it is just pulling a sign down, putting it up. It's not post-related, it's
yeah,
just
that's
just the
right.
sign, yeah.
So like, so I'm
okay.
thinking, defer it till January 30th.
Well,
okay.
you let us know how the weather, the winter's going, and if you have time to do that, and
well,
know, according to weather and time.
It will be. Yeah, we'll plug away. I mean, it's we'll have the signs up, and then we're going to, in my mind, we'll have the signs up, then we'll get it passed. It's only because you can't.
No, you can't do it all on the same day.
Yeah, we can't do it all on the same day.
Well, we have a council meeting on the road, I guess.
You know what I mean? So that's what I think I'll do, is we'll plug away at it, and then we'll pass it for as of January 30th in your next, whenever that is, whenever that last council meeting is in January.
23rd.
As of January 23rd, it's done.
Okay.
In the meantime,
yeah,
I'll get the signs ordered, and we'll be going.
Will you be able to get them by then?
3 weeks. Usually, rule of thumb, and they're already pre-made, most of those kind.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's the custom ones. It's 3 weeks. So.
Okay, Councilor Huston.
Oh, I was just going to say I probably shouldn't have really brought it. It was probably not that crucial of a thing.
I was thinking
but,
the same thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing, and I thought,
well,
maybe well, that'd
I
be
do,
stupid to bring
it's
it.
It's mentioned on here. I do know there is one street where there is problems and. So this may be a safer way to go.
Yeah.
It's you know what? We've done our job.
Yeah, that's right. So so what you're suggesting get end of January, that would work.
Okay, so this is Councilor Kekkonen and Zulak, you okay for deferral?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, call the question then for deferral. All those in favor? Open to comments from councilors, different committees you've been on, boards. Yes.
Yeah. The normal activities and 150 activities are going along. And we've had a couple of really good attendance at a couple of 150 events. So that's as far as I know. Oh, there's one thing with the rec committee movie nights. There was a sound issue,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that they got a new cable, which was wonderful. And one of the committee members is actually going to get a duplicate made by an IT person that he knows, just out of the goodness of his heart. And but apparently there was a sound issue again, so I don't know. I guess the office is aware of that.
Yes.
Yeah, Mary sent an email to Dan Hildebrandt, our IT coordinator. So he's going to work with the audio company to just go and reconfigure this. System, maybe some settings were changed and not put back to what they should be.
Okay.
So a full review is going to be done, and then also we're going to ask that committees submit names for people that can be trained on the audio equipment. Training was done previously, but now I think it's time again to update some more people as more committee members are joining different committees, and
right.
So that will be put out to committees hopefully in the new year.
Okay. Yeah, great idea. Because I think I did see somebody at our tower there, and I'm thinking, I don't think they're one of the original trainees.
No.
And I thought, oh, okay.
You almost need a key to get into the tower, I think, so you prevent people from just going up there.
I didn't think it was accessible to everybody.
I think it is.
I think there's a key or a lock or something, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think there is. But anyways, that's good. It's being looked after, so.
And that was one of the points that I was going to bring up, because I've been to a couple events where there's been sound issues, and the retraining or opportunity for training, I think, is something that we need just to ensure that there's always someone available that knows how the sound system works. So that's great.
Yeah, so it's, you went to the Paris County area planning.
Planning board, but nothing from McKeller, so.
Right.
They were all passed, the other four or five that were theirs.
Do we have a planner?
No, the planner wasn't mentioned at that particular one. There was nobody hired, but the secretary treasurer was hired.
Okay.
So it's Patrick, yes.
Right, very good.
We also had the, just late notice there from the West Paris County Economic Development Collaborative. It was supposed to be a meeting on Wednesday, Thursday. And they're getting the results back. We talked about it at the last meeting, whether we want to continue with the strategic plan and hire another economic development officer, that sort of thing. And the information we're getting anyway, and I think it's all public, that three of the townships, the way it's worded anyway, McKeller, Seguin, and McDougal have decided not to proceed any further with it. So it's left the four on their own, and they're gonna be meeting probably sometime in January to decide what they're gonna do. McDougal, I think just the way they worded it, that all the other six had to be in it or they weren't participating, so. The three of us are on our own for economic development, and we'll have more control over what we're gonna do, and we'll have to talk about that in future meetings, where we're going with it. Perhaps another survey, and somehow we'll get the people involved. Other committees? Councilor Zula?
Just on the library, just to let everyone know that the library will be closed from December 23rd to January the 2nd for the Christmas holidays.
And how are they paid, is it?
I was thinking of asking that question.
And also I brought up at the library meeting the issue about the cooking with James, so they're going to check into that. And then I received an email about the West Paris Island Cultural Center, and that's going to, they're going to be having a public meeting on the 12th of December from 4 to 7 at the Stocky Center for anyone that wants more information than that. And I will not be part, they told me to keep that date open, you know, to be there, but I may be there, but I will not be part of their, you know, thing as per our resolution.
Yeah, it's. I'm hoping to have more information, but I question it unless more has come in recently. I'm not sure how much they'll reveal to the public necessarily, but other than what they've been putting out with their media releases over the last little while. But hopefully they'll have more. I know there was a spot there certainly for public input, what they wanted to see, and that they're trying to deal with that as well. I think one of the big concerns was the viewing area, and whether there be some seating of some sort overlooking the pool and perhaps the gym. And I'm not sure whether they've gone any further with that yet or not. Other than the fact that the last meeting, I guess they were saying that there'd be no second story, so. But they might try to accommodate, I think some of the board members wanted that, but perhaps they can answer some questions like that when they.
But the, see, I don't understand that, because in that Gordon and Gordon's report, he specifically says that it's not a competition pool. So why are they going for, why did they bother to even go for the six lanes when they were saying it's a for competitions, right? That's what they're saying. And, but he's saying right in that report that it's.
You got your first question for him.
Yeah, it's not even for, I don't think it's for him, because he's saying that it's not a competition pool. And they're not even looking at that. They're asking about seating for competition. And then fundraising was, you know, needed six lanes because for competitions. Is that not right? Is that not what they were saying?
That's my understanding for sure, but I don't think.
Yeah. I watched the recording of the last meeting. You were at it. And to me, I was very disappointed with the architect or designer. And almost like when any concerns was mentioned, it's like, oh, well, no, this is what. Almost like they're not willing to look at any changes. Like they've got their design and they're going to, basically what I see is just push this forward, regardless of, and I've gone on the site and like there's over 100 people with legitimate concerns about not having, you know, the viewing area, and a lot of them are suggesting a raised viewing area. I've looked, I haven't seen the architectural drawings for the place, but I've done some work for it, and I could even hand some stuff out to everybody of what design changes I see. I don't see it a big deal at all. And one thing that I've mentioned before too is I think our, like, our conditioning and fitness area is just absolutely overkill. Like, we're gonna pay for like a running track inside of a building, you may as well coat it with gold. You know, it's just, to me, it's just unnecessary. They can do what we do in our gym, and the size of this building is just unbelievable. Like, I think it'll just blow everybody's mind. At 40, you know, close to 45,000 square feet. That's probably close to about four times the size of this building. Like, it's just humongous. And the conditioning fitness area will probably cost $500,000 to put all those treadmills in and everything.
Yeah, that's
like
what
it's,
I was gonna say.
It
how
is just,
do they equip all of
it's
stuff?
Mind-boggling.
That's the wise problem. That's the way we've been explained to. If they took that building and turned it upside down, anything that falls out is the wise responsibility. Equipment, all that kind of stuff.
But you see, the question is, how did it get to this stage? I mean, somebody must have been approving things along the way. We just can't sit back and say, well, it's the architects. The board had to vote on all of this. So that's my question all along. And now the concern has gotten too large, but why wasn't that done earlier? I found sitting on the board that decisions were made before you even got to the board. So somebody in the know was making decisions. And now we're in a situation where those people who made the original decisions are getting some feedback, some flack. So I don't know if it changes or not.
Yeah, before COVID and all that and price going crazy and everything, maybe it was affordable the way it was. And then I was really shocked when basically they're going ahead with a $36 million building. And like,
nobody has agreed to that.
It was supposed to be $32 million is what is capped now. Saying $36 million, are they planning on, are they including like $4 million from fundraising, or?
That's my understanding when they started the whole conversation back between four lanes and six lanes, and it was the fundraising committees that were really pushing that we need to have the six lanes, we're not gonna have people come if we don't have this. And at that time, the onus was put on the fundraising company that you've got an extra, you know, $4 million to come up with.
So if the fundraising has to come up with an extra four, whatever, how come they stopped using them for a while?
Why did they stop using them?
Yeah, why was the, I think why
they
was the fundraising
stopped? I think the fundraising, they weren't told to stop. I think they stopped because there was the decision between the problem with the property. Where are we going to go? Is there going to be something? Is the building going to be changed in design? And so they didn't feel comfortable going out and recruiting the big donors, as they're saying, without being able to say, this is what we're doing. That is the gist of what we got, what we were told.
Is there a steering committee meeting or a board meeting prior to the December 12th
it
presentation?
Be
or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
So then my only hope is, I've redone the plans to what I guess it's just personally, not council decision. I've removed a lot of the fitness area in that and turned the gymnasium and have reduced the footprint on this unit by thousands of square feet, and then in turn the money saved in that footprint can be utilized to create the viewing area overlooking the pool. So I've redone the plans showing this now. Is this just going to be ignored forever, or is there how best am I to go forward and push, say this is what, because this is over 100 people are saying that exact same thing, less conditioning area, like that seems ridiculous, and they all say yes, well, they need a viewing area, just not for competitive swimming, but people taking their kids for swimming lessons, they like to watch their kids taking the swimming lessons. Like, in this, to me, from watching them at the meeting, it's like we've got a plan and just we're gonna shut our ears to everybody around us. Why do they have that attitude?
I would think your best bet is to go directly to the board, because that's gonna be where you're gonna get your quickest response, because they're the ones that make the decisions. As far as going to the steering committee, you can bring all those concerns, and I know that it's going to be sort of just shut down and taken to the board. So
and the only way you're gonna go to the board, because they won't let you go on Zoom and ask questions, is you have to make a deputation.
Deputation,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the only way. So they're not out open and up front.
Right. Okay, well, I'll go to the Tuesday presentation. They're all to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll just go, I don't know if they're all just gonna be lined up and you can approach to talk, or I don't know how their format is.
They're going to be there. Susan Lewin is going to be there. The architect is going to be there. I have not heard whether the construction company will be there or not.
Right.
YMCA is supposed to be there.
YMCA
steering committee
is supposed to be there. I feel the same way as Debbie, because we haven't even got resolutions back from all of the municipalities yet. My presence will be there, but I'm not answering questions on behalf of anything.
I'm wondering the best approach would for me then to speak to board members and push my
I would speak to board
because you would think they would welcome it, because if we can reduce that footprint of all that area, that's going to save us millions of dollars, I see. Okay, now, but I'm suggesting we take that now and to satisfy all the people that are saying you need your viewing area and get the viewing area in there.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as you look at the structure, it is like it's two stories high to begin with to make it really nice and roomy. Like it is, it's just going to be an amazing structure. But all the area over top of washrooms and change rooms, that it only needs to be the standard height.
Mm-hmm.
A second floor is so easy in the design. It's
don't get Ina started on the second floor.
I know that's what's it, but to me, it's like without even any thought, they're saying that. I don't know why.
But Morley, it's exactly what you said. They've got blinders on, they've got a plan in place, and they're not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
There's lots of people, like you say, that have put in all kinds of questions and queries about that, and we're going
I think
in
they're
this
anxious
path.
To
we're
get
going
the money,
in this path.
Get the job going, get the money flowing into their pockets. Let's just get it done, ignore the public and the municipalities. So I will be attending that meeting, and I'm going to petition board members with the drawings I've done and say, listen, this is what needs to be done. And I may even take, I know a couple of good figures like the Halls and McNabb's, they have sent the same message in also. So I'm going to get talking to them also and see if they'll join me and get this done before it's too late.
And they also said they wanted to get their RFPs out for a lot of their work. End of November. So what's happened with that?
Yeah,
because they want to get it before
push.
The new year. So
yeah.
They're not going to get it done before the new year.
Yeah. So okay, that's good information. I will attend. Have to attend as a public member and push.
I was
going to
say there's a fine line in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not representing council.
No, I know that.
You're an individual. You are on council, so you can tell that.
But like I feel, you know, we put a resolution forward and. If I'm not going to be going to board meetings or anything like that, because it's just defeating our cause.
So. Yeah, it's unfortunate when it's falling on deaf ears, as you that impression anyway, and the number of people who would support it perhaps if they would listen to reason and listen to the public. But you see, as you say, you mentioned fundraising too. I mean, that was an ultimatum in an open meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The fundraising chair said, you either go six lanes or we walk. We're not, I mean, and I don't know, you're not talking necessarily about the extra two lanes, you're talking about other things.
I'm fine with the extra two lanes if the fundraising can cover a lot of that, or again, even when they brought that in, they said, okay, but there's a trade-off, can't rely on fundraising, you're gonna start chopping that to conditioning area. The massive area for the conditioning area is just phenomenal, it's not suited for our area yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there are businesses just down the street that have the exact same thing, like, I'm surprised they're not coming forward, unless they're thinking of, they could possibly look at moving in there with their business, possibly, because, and they have like a room, I forget what they call it, like a studio, like say a yoga studio kind of.
Yoga, things like that.
The size of that is just, in itself, is like, say, twice the size of this room here. So my suggestion is eliminate that area, like we even need it, because again, there's business like that. And we're gonna have two multi-purpose rooms, and they're not far off the size of this room right here. One of those multi-purpose rooms, which will probably sit vacant most of the time. So if anybody wants to go and put on a yoga instructor, a room like this would be perfect, so.
I know there was discussion about the multi-purpose rooms, and the unfortunate thing was that what they were required to qualify for that ICIP funding.
Yes, I realize.
And that's where it was like, because there was discussion about can we not take these out? There's multi-purpose rooms all through the town that never get used. Do we have to have them? Mm-hmm. It's part of the grant process.
Yeah, well, I think there was a design change at some point along the way, and they did actually eliminate, I think, a couple of them. I think they had four to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing, and I understand for ICIP grant, you know, it's part of the cultural kind of end of the grant kind of thing. So, anyways, good information. I'll see what we can do about controlling costs and get a facility that I think it's going to go ahead. So, we may as well try to make it the best we can. Okay.
So we just want to thank everyone that attended the Christmas Pass event this past Saturday. It was enjoyable, and community support was fantastic. And all the those who participated in those displays, and the OPP as a new detachment commander. And we welcome and congratulate Staff Sergeant Helena Wall, who was a successful candidate for the position of Detachment Commander West Perry Sound. She's an experienced and competent leader with over 20 plus years of policing experience. We've had a really good working relationship with all the past detachment commanders and expect this to continue forward. As well, early in January, there will be an information session open to all CEOs, clerk administrators, and interested council members in regards to the imminent change from CPAC to Police Services Board. So there'll be some announcement at some point in time in the near future.
Do we know if the detachment commander has experience with the Police Services Board, or she's been with CPAC?
So her duties start effective January 15th, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as CPAC members, we just received this announcement today. So we
just be nice, you know, somebody with experience could lead into that new board that's coming up.
Yes, it would be very helpful for that detachment commander, based on there's a lot of new responsibilities for the detachment commander with reports and strategic plans. So yes, it would be helpful for the detachment commander to have some experience.
I found it really interesting that one line that he used. I don't know if it's in what you were reading from there. Looking forward to see her hitting the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I may be quickly or something. Or
I forgot a word. Right?
Any other?
You hope to not throw her off the building. Yeah. So.
Okay. Question. Oh, we have this first. We got resolution 23-764. Moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Hassman. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation, Township McKellar, has hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Anything on there that you wish pulled to discuss?
Actually, that's where my law appeal was supposed to hit was 25.11 Township of Carroll, who is also voicing their concerns over the design of the center. So that's where I was going to. I don't know how.
Well,
who led me astray?
I don't know. We moved a couple things around, so that's fine.
So anyways, I like that motion currently put forward, that there are issues, and let's do something about it, but I haven't heard of them, anybody pushing to do anything about it, so.
Okay, call the question then, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Where we have questions, comment period, related to items on the agenda from the public, either in person or on Zoom. Any questions? No. Resolution 23-765, moved by Councilor Pekkanen, second by Councilor Zubak, be resolved the council of the corporation of the township of McKellar does hereby give bylaw number 2023-78, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of council of first and second reading, further read a third time and passed in open council this 5th day of December 2023. All those in favor? None opposed, carried. And resolution 23-766, moved by Councilor Haskins, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved the council of the corporation of the township of McKellar adjourn this meeting at 8:24 p.m. to meet again on December 19th, 2023, or at the call of the mayor. Call the question, all those in favor? Bulls, carry.
I think you made a mistake, said 8 something there. That can't be right, is it?
Oh. I didn't
want to
clock.
Good point.
That's your Christmas bonus.
Right.